This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
In sunny Florida, this is the Chapters Rap Show, live from Florida, right guys?
Wait, hold on. What is up with it, Steve? Why is this the Chapters Rap Show? I thought this was the Youth Hero Show.
Hang on,
I have
this
every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30.
This is Teen Talk.
Wait a minute.
It's never too late.
Whoa.
We got
four songs here, four shows here, but let's do it this way, guys. It's not your show. It's not my show. It's not Ashley's show. It's not Maureen's show. It's our show, right? It's the Chapters Network show tonight.
Absolutely.
Coming live from Florida here at TAN Talk Radio here in downtown Clearwater. We want to thank everybody for listening in. We have two fundraisers coming up tomorrow night at Maplewood Bowl in Countryside off US 19 right here in Clearwater. And we also have a Grease special fundraiser that we'll talk about later in the show. But I want to thank everybody from Florida to tuning in tonight. We have an amazing show with amazing guests, and we're going to go into all that. We want to welcome you and thank you for allowing us to be on your radios or car radios or wherever you're listening now. I know it goes off to a lot of different radio stations here in the Florida area. But what we usually do on all of our network shows, we have music, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so Tyler, kick us off with some music, buddy.
Absolutely. It would be an honor. It would be an honor and a pleasure. So what are we feeling? Are we feeling some Creed? For those unaware, I'm a 90s and 2000s sucker. Creed, Pearl Jam, all the good stuff that you might hear on The Shark, or TAN Talk, or anywhere. But it's great. So I think I'm going to start off with a little Creed.
Because right.
I think we all need to accept things with arms wide open, as Scott Stapp put himself.
That's right.
On my handy dandy dulcimer up in here.
All right. So, Tyler, G and Chetta, rock their world here in Florida, Tyler.
That's the plan.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray, and tears of joy stream down my face. With arms wide open under the sunlight, welcome to this place, I'll show you everything with arms wide open. With arms wide open. Well, I don't know if I'm ready to be the man I have to be. Take a breath, take her by my side. We're standing all for created light. With arms wide open under the sunlight, welcome to this place, I'll show you everything. With arms wide open, now everything has changed. I'll show you love, I'll show you everything. With arms wide open, if I had just one wish, only one demand, hope he's not like me, hope he understands, so he can take this life, hold it by the hand. He can greet the world with arms wide open, with arms wide open. under the sunlight. Welcome to this place, I'll show you everything. With arms wide open, now everything has changed. I'll show you love, I'll show you everything. With arms wide open, with arms wide open, I'll show you everything, yeah. With arms wide open.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Clearwater. Thank you.
Welcome to FLA.
Oh, Florida.
Yeah. So, talk about what does it mean for you to be here today, Tyler?
It's been amazing. It's been a whole wild ride these last several months, and it really feels like a culmination of today, culmination of a journey, and the beginning of another one. Really, just everything's been a whirlwind ever since we landed, and just it's been amazing to continue to pay it forward and continue to do what we do, and to be here, to be in this great studio, and to have such amazing people around me has been incredible.
Now, we're on Tan Talk Radio Network, 106.1 FM, 1340 AM, 1350 AM, and 1400 AM, www.tantalknetwork.com. You can check us out or the Chapters Wrap with Steve Acala's Facebook page. But, Tyler, you've overcome some adversity. Why don't you share with our new viewers and listeners out there in your brief way so people really get to know who you are?
Sure. So it's something that, you know, I don't try to hide from anymore. For those unaware, I have I've been diagnosed with autism and several developmental disabilities since I was very, very young, approximately 2 years old. Was told I would never walk or talk. Shows how much they know. And then recently in 2015, I was in a horrific car accident with my mother. To this day, I know anyone watching on Facebook, you can see the scar on my right hand. Anyone watching on radio, you can feel free to check it out on Facebook and see the scar on my right hand. But the laws of physics say we both should have died. And to make a long story short, neither of us did. And we can only attribute it to a miracle, and I am thankful for that miracle every day that I'm still here, still entertaining you guys, and still doing everything that people said I would never be able to do.
And you have a catchphrase that you tell people. It's not education. It's not entertainment.
It is edutainment.
I strive. How'd you come up with that?
I strive to bring forth edutainment. I know when people hear the phrase educational radio, everyone, I know I do, I sometimes kind of cringe because they're like, ugh. Just like, you know, expecting something boring or something like that. No disrespect to educational radio. I think it's very, very important. Edutainment takes that concept of and kind of, you know, twists it of you're going to learn something, but you're going to definitely have fun while doing it. And on our show, the Chapters Wrap Youth Hero Show that I'm blessed to co-host with Rachel Barcelona, we always make sure to make it a point to showcase our personalities and music and all the fun aspects that go along with it while discussing some heavy topics such as special needs, such as adversity, such as abuse or whatever it may be. So that's true edutainment in its purest form.
Well, this is the Chapters Network show here live on Tan Talk Radio, 1340 AM, 1350 AM, 1400 AM, and 106.1 FM. And we must say that Rachel Barcelona is supposed to be here. This is her hometown here. So we want to thank the Barcelonas for setting this up. Unfortunately, she had a death in her family, and she's struggling right now with her family. She's mourning with the family, so our thoughts and prayers go out to the Barcelona family. She does great work, and we're going to have some phone calls with some special guests in a few moments. But to my left, I have a young lady. Her name is Ashley Blum, and we're going to turn the corners there so our folks in New York can see. Ashley, you have your own show. Talk about that.
Yeah. So, hi, everyone. I just wanted to give a little background on me. My name is Ashley Blum. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a junior in high school, which is very stressful. But here I am doing what I do, and I am the utmost honored to be here today with you guys just to talk about paying it forward and doing what we do, because this network is truly absolutely incredible, and I'm so blessed to be around so many amazing people who've really challenged me and shaped me into the best version of myself. In July, I started hosting my own talk show called Teen Talk, which has been one heck of a roller coaster ride, let me just say that. I never knew how much it took to produce a show like that, so Steve, I want to thank you first and foremost for giving me this platform and helping me to grow and mentoring me. And on Teen Talk every week, I'm so blessed to be able to interview incredible people from all different ways of life, all different communities and backgrounds. I've had people who are battling cancer, people from the medical field, music artists, regular artists, everyone from all shapes of life, people in the sports industry, and people of all ages as well. So it's been really not only a learning experience for the viewers that watch my show, but also for me as a person. I learn about so many different things every week and about myself. And I've gone through a lot of challenges in my life. I lost my father when I was 11 years old. He passed away from cancer. And I went through my own fair share of bullying. I moved across the country from New York to Arizona and back again. And I'm very real about that on my show. I don't like to sugarcoat things. And in my opinion, the best kind of show is the show that's happy and positive and inspirational, but also real. My motto on my show is that nobody is perfect, and I'm very real with that with my viewers, and I show that I'm not perfect. And I suffer from anxiety and panic attacks as well from everything that I've gone through. And I know a lot of other people do as well, from just being in the middle of a pandemic, going to school, jobs, anything. And just to be able to share that platform with as many people as possible and inspire so many has been just such an eye-opener and such an honor.
Well, you know what? When we first met, you were 13 years old.
Yes.
At a radio station, a college station in New York, a city college, and I always promote city schools. So York College, a shout out to you guys over there. But when you walked into the studio, I didn't really believe you were 13. I thought you were, I kept asking you, I want to see your birth certificate, because you come across so much older and you have that old soul mentality,
yeah.
But you also inspire others at the same time through your pageantry, through your schoolwork, through the hosting of your
Definitely.
Teen Talk show. Why is that so important to you?
Oh my gosh, well, it's always been a huge part of my life, because when I was going through my challenges, there were people along the way that helped to pick me up and show me that everything's gonna be okay. And my mission in life is to show people that they're not alone. I recently received a pageant title, as you mentioned, Miss New York Role Model, with Royal International Miss, so thank you guys, big shout out. It's such an honor and I'm so blessed to have it, just to be able to have that platform to really share my thoughts and beliefs. And the whole age thing, a lot of people think that I'm older than I actually am. I take pride in that. I'm very blessed to have gone through the things that I've been through, because it did kind of push me to grow up a little bit faster than maybe some people would like, or mature a little bit quicker, but I wouldn't change a thing about that particular aspect of it, just because it's made me who I am, and every lesson that I've learned has a purpose. And paying it forward is my way to show the world and everyone who's helped me, thank you, and that it's gonna be okay. I love to give the world a wake-up call every week on Teen Talk, showing them that there is still good in the world, and it's not all the negativity that you hear out on social media.
And during this pandemic, it's so vital that we get messages out there like that. And I give you such a lot of credit, because I often tell people I wear three hats. I'm a therapist, I'm a psychologist, so I listen, right? Mm-hmm. I host the show, and so I talk like I'm doing right now. But then I also produce, where this monster Steve comes out. And I put us all in situations, like tonight, into a real-life situation, real radio. So you're kind of learning on the fly.
Oh, definitely.
And I know it's a challenge for you, but you do it so humbly and gracefully.
I want
to thank you so very much, because it's not easy doing what we all do.
It's definitely not. I'm not used to winging things. Everyone who knows me knows that I like to plan things down to as much as I can. I'm very much of an overthinker and I get in my head sometimes, but I'm learning through being in this industry and meeting the people that I have that sometimes the best things come out of being spontaneous.
Right.
And some of the most organic connections are made that way. So I'm very grateful that I'm learning that.
Right. And you're going to do a duet with Tyler down the road.
Yes.
Here. We in New York, we can't just do an hour show in Florida. We have to do an hour and a half show.
We go big
so
or go
you gotta,
home.
So you got to stay, right, go big or home. We're going to stay with us here in Florida till 9:30. If you want to pass that mic around to Maureen Griffin.
I have one more question.
Okay, go ahead.
I have one question. When I know the viewers and the listeners are going to hear all three Steves tonight, right?
All three Steves. They already heard all three Steves, no?
So you have met triple the amount of Steves that we have, because we've only met the monster one.
Wow. So, Tyler, you're challenging me here. It's one thing to challenge me in New York, but to bring it to a new state? Really?
This is where we air our dirty laundry out.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? Just because of that, I want my shirt back after the show, okay? Just so, all right? So just make sure.
And I want my shirt back.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pass we're doing a live stream here back in New York. So just so you know what's going on with this phone back here, Anthony behind in New York doing the board, we want to thank you very much. But we're going to pass the mic and the camera to Maureen Griffin. Maureen, what brings you to Florida here?
Well, you did.
Okay. A plane.
Where,
Oh yeah.
We drove. My husband Curtis and I are absolutely honored to be part of this wonderful week, where we're going to be paying it forward. We're doing the bowling alley at Maple Lanes?
Countryside,
and we're going to be there entertaining, and there's lots of food, and then we're going to do the Grease benefit on Saturday in Land O'Lakes. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, and you do so many great things. You throughout your whole life. But also later in life, and you host a show with your husband, which we're going to get to in a few moments. But why have you done things later in life? Why is it so important for you?
You know, I've always been a late bloomer. I always was my whole life, and I always felt like I was going to get my break in my 60s, and that's sort of what happened. I started writing music when I was 59. And recording it, became Miss New York Senior America, and all these doors opened up, a lot in part to you. Making introductions to me and telling me about certain events I could do and introducing me to these wonderful, amazing, youthful people here that just inspire me. I'm just amazed at how great they are.
I hope we're still going as strong in our 60s as you are.
I know,
I
can only dream.
Right. We're taking notes.
Well, Curtis and I believe that it's never too late to follow your dreams, and that's what my music's about. And Curtis taught me how to ride a motorcycle when I was 52, and we ride all around the country. And it inspires our music, and
so
that's
52
what we're about.
Years old. Wait, back up a minute. 52 years, you started to ride a motorcycle.
Started to ride a motorcycle.
Wow, were you scared?
I was terrified. I wouldn't even get on the back of his bike.
Wow.
When I first met him, I said only crazy people ride motorcycles.
So
I have
not changed that.
You
must have really liked this guy.
He's so charming. He just charmed me.
Oh, he charmed you.
He charmed me.
Well, you think I got her on the bike in the first place?
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Now she's got 100,000 miles plus under her belt.
Yeah.
And if you didn't guess it in Florida, Rodney Dangerfield just joined us in the studio. If you're just listening on the radio, live stream, you'll get to see Curtis in a few moments. So he charmed you, and now you have a life of love, right?
We absolutely do. It's been the most amazing thing. He was totally worth the wait. We didn't meet until I was 51, and it's just changed my life. And he convinced me that you have to say yes to every opportunity. And I was always like, I needed the script. Like Ashley said, I need things written out, I need it planned, I need the itinerary. And he's just like, rip it up and just go with the flow. And I have learned, like you, so much about life and living with that philosophy.
Yes.
So our TV show is called It's Never Too Late. We believe it's never too late to follow your dreams.
So how do people like Ashley and Maureen work with a guy like me?
That's a good question.
Yeah. We've been trying to answer that for almost a year.
I didn't ask you, Curtis. You butt out of this.
Well, let me and Maureen handle this.
I got a lot of training through Curtis.
Okay.
Because,
see that?
First trip together, I said, okay, now where are we stopping the first night? Where are we stopping the second? Because I was going to have the hotels all booked and everything. He goes, are you kidding me? He says, we stop when we get tired. And then I said, well, what if there's not a hotel? He goes, there'll be a hotel. Don't worry about it. So I had a lot of training from him. So it's made me a lot more flexible, right, believe
you,
it or not.
And you put out some music. You have a couple of CDs out there. Why don't you name those CDs? Because one of those songs we're going to hear later in the show.
Yeah, we're going to put one on. Biker Girl was my debut album. And then we have Hugs and Kisses, which is actually going to get re-released under a new name called Riding 9 to 5. Then we have Bikers Anonymous, When You're Addicted to Two Wheels, like I am. And then I have an old-time gospel album because my roots are in singing in church, and I put out a gospel album of my favorites.
Wow. How important is family and faith to you?
It's everything. It's everything. My faith is that. My mother gave me that. My parents, both my parents gave me that. And without that, I wouldn't be here.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you, Maureen. Florida. Give her a round of applause here, everybody in the studio. And we're going to pass the mic here to her other half, Curtis. If I could do the stream thing. Okay, there's Curtis. We're live here on the radio, Tan Talk. So, Curtis, talk about your relationship with your wife.
Well, it ain't easy. Well, first, I took her for a ride on a bike, and she was freaking out. We took it, went 30 miles an hour. We went out to dinner. She had a glass of wine. I said, you want to take the long way home? Next thing I know, she's got her eyes wide open and saying how beautiful it is. 9 months later, she had a permit, and I kind of yelled at her. I said, what are you doing? This is a serious thing, getting on a motorcycle. Well, she 2 weeks later, I believe, she took a weekend trip with me. About 175 miles. We get there. She says, we're here already? I couldn't believe it. But then I gave her a challenge. You had to pack for the bike trip. It was a whole weekend. It took her a week. She got one saddlebag. She says, where do I put my luggage? I said, that is your luggage right there. So that was a little bit of a challenge for her. So she started learning right away. But she now rides better than a lot of men I know that ride.
Ah, okay.
I guess I must be a good teacher. I'm finally good at something. I'll tell you.
Yeah, let's see, because these guys in Florida, they haven't heard Rodney in a while, so give them some Rodney.
You know, I was at the beach today, and I was drowning. I'm waving my eyes, my arms, and I'm yelling. The lifeguard comes over, and he says, keep it down. I'll tell you, I got no respect at all. I got a kidney-shaped pool. They put a stone in it. I called suicide prevention. They put me on hold. I'll tell you, it ain't easy being me.
All right, Curtis DeMaul, Rodney Dangerfield. Tyler?
Was that an impression or was that Curtis? I couldn't tell.
That was my other personality. Take it easy there, kid.
I'm not hearing it. I can't tell the difference.
Tyler's stirring the pot here tonight. He's making the storm of the weather.
You know, I sing as good as he does this when I'm underwater.
This is the Chapters Network show, but I got to tell you, we have some great, great guests in store for you tonight, all based in Florida or have connections to Florida. And we have two people on the line right now that Tyler and I will conduct this interview because we need the headset. And if I could have your headset, somebody's headset, so I could put that in there. And if we could bring them on, those two guests, that would be perfect. So this is the Chapters Rap Network, Chapters Network. Tyler, why don't you introduce our guests?
Can't tell who it is.
No, just mention who we have coming on.
So we have Temple Grandin coming on. We have Julie Coy coming on. We have Christine coming on.
Yes. No, not Christine. We have Temple Grandin and Joy.
Temple Grandin and Joy. And yes. Joy are on the line.
Are you on the line there?
Well, yes, you have. I'm on the line.
Yes, we apologize for the delay, and we thank you for your patience and your amazing work that you've done over the years and what you continue to do. So if you could, and I must tell you that Rachel Barcelona is not in studio. She had a situation with her family that she couldn't be here tonight, so she sends her love and regards, so I wanted to get at that up front. But thank you very much. We're going to look at this like as a little icebreaker because we're going to be working with you for a long, long time, and we're so very honored and privileged that you chose to be on our Chapters Network show tonight. So Tyler G. and Chet and myself, we're going to conduct the interview for tonight. But if you can introduce the people in Florida and New York about who you are and why you guys do the things that you do.
Well, I'm Julie Coy, and I am the author of the book, Grant the Jigsaw Giraffe and Friends. And you actually have Grant Monnier here tonight, too, with Temple Grandin, who is Grant's mentor. Grant, want to introduce yourself?
Thank you. My name is, like my mom said, my name is Grant Monnier. I'm 25 years old, and I'm from Houston, Texas. And I'm known as the eco artist. That means I take recycled materials and create eco art. And I'm also the illustrator of Grant the Jigsaw Giraffe and Friends book series.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
And I know Tyler has been preparing for us to meet you. So, Tyler, I know you have a question or two for them.
I'm just in awe. And I'm not going to lie, Grant, I thought
you were older. And just with how much you've done and how long you've been doing this, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been an artist since I was 4 years old, but really I've been on the business aspect of doing art for 12 years now.
That's amazing. 12 years? That's incredible. So what was your first book? What got you into really illustrations, and how did you get involved with Temple Grandin?
Well, our first book, this is Julie Coy again, our first book is Grant the Jigsaw Giraffe, Different is More, and Temple wrote the foreword for our book, and I was inspired to write this book after Grant's art creations. He created them.
Okay, Dottie's on the phone. Oh, no, Dottie's going to come on after. Yes, thank you. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so...
Julie, can you hear us?
After Grant... Can you hear us?
There we go. Yeah, now we're good. Sorry about that.
That's right. So after Grant created these animals, I was inspired to write a book about his animals, but these animals have disabilities or challenges, but they also have amazing abilities too. So this is our fifth book with Dr. Temple Grandin of Grant the Jigsaw Giraffe and Friends, and this book has a topic. All my books have topics. This one is the autism spectrum. And I write my books about kids. Are we ready?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, folks, we can't put headphones on a microphone.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Julie.
Are you good?
Yeah, no, we're good. Anything can happen on a live radio show.
Yes.
But
I was talking about the books, and Temple is the mentor in the book. And Grant introduces Temple to 15 characters on the autism spectrum.
I love that. And that's kind of emblematic of the journey that you have been on and that we all have been on, both people with and without a disability. We're all just meeting people along the way, and I love that you're able to express that through your art, just like I'm able to express that through my music and see where life takes you.
Yes, yes. But we're also redefining what we're saying in this book. We're redefining terms. We're eliminating the words high functioning, moderate, and low functioning. And we're using Temple's expertise and replacing those words with fully verbal, partially verbal, and nonverbal autism abilities. You want to touch on that, Temple?
Yes. When I was 3 years old, I had no speech. I was a severely autistic child when I was a little kid. And I got a really good early educational intervention, and I had excellent teachers. And I've been helping out Grant. I've watched him develop over the years, he doing his art shows and getting better and better at talking with the public. And the thing about people with autism is they have uneven skills. They're often going to be good at one thing and bad at something else. Grant's really good at art. I'm a professor of animal science at Colorado State University. I've done a lot of research on animal behavior. I'm a researcher. Also, I design corral systems and other equipment for the livestock industry. And I'm an extreme visual thinker, and that helped me understand animals.
I'm the same way.
Because animals live in a sensory-based world, not a language-based world.
And that's amazing. And first of all, before we go any further, I need to express how personally honored and privileged I feel to be speaking to you, Temple. I know that me personally and my mother has heard you speak at least a dozen times, probably more. And you have been a huge influence. You've directly influenced my life in more ways than I can even count, because of your messages that you've preached and information that you've relayed to everyone that you speak to, including my mother, and that directly had an impact on my childhood and on my the person I've become. And I, you know, feel personally indebted to you on some
level. Well, I'm really pleased I helped you out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you are just, you've been incredible. So I don't know if you can touch on a lot of the kind of behavioral studies you've done. I know there a lot of them are very interesting. Some involve cattle, some involve other livestock. And what is kind of, what is next on down the road for you in the long line of, in the long journey that you've been on to impact as many people as you can throughout your studies?
Well, I'm in my early 70s now. And one of the things I want to do is encourage young kids to be successful. I'm seeing a lot of kids that get labels, and they're getting kind of held back. They're not learning basic skills like shopping, things that I was doing when I was in elementary school. Another thing that was done with me in elementary school is my ability in art was always encouraged. And I think one of the worst things the schools have done is taking out all the hands-on classes, art, sewing, woodworking, metal shop, auto mechanics, cooking, all the hands-on things. They need to put those things back in the schools.
Absolutely. And that, again, speaks very personal to me. You know, you've seen people have been hearing this, been hearing my music and my art and Grant's art, and it definitely it saved my life. And it's definitely just a very pivotal part of expression that I don't think is should be written off as just some cheap... just a cheap performance gimmick. It's more than a gimmick. It saves people's lives, and it gives people the means to express themselves, and that cannot be overstated.
Well, exactly. Just like when Temple would see that Grant tore paper, people wrote that off and said, oh, you need to stop him from tearing paper. But when I showed Temple Grant's portfolio, she saw something else in Grant. And we are honored that Temple has mentored Grant, mentored so many, and we are who we are today because Temple believed in us. So yes, Temple has made a difference in so many people's lives.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to work on, taking advantage of things that people can do. And I have seen a lot of Grant's art, and it's absolutely beautiful. He's done some major commissions. His art's beautiful.
Definitely.
Thank you, Temple.
And I've been privileged to see some of it as well, and I agree with Temple Grant. It is beautiful. And I've heard, I'm curious to see, because I know that in your book, which will be out soon, and I definitely want to talk more about that shortly. How did you come up with the names of the animals? And then for those watching on Facebook right now, the book cover is up on your screen, and it looks fantastic. If I may say so myself.
Our books are about Grant's real-life friends. The book itself, Grant the Jigsaw Giraffe, is about Grant Monnier, but with a twist. He's a giraffe, and so am I. I'm Mama Jules the Giraffe.
What a twist.
And it's our true testament, our story of how we've walked this journey. We find mentors to help these individual animals in the book, whether it's dyslexia, cancer. We even wrote a book on the pandemic. We're writing a book about bullying, limb deficiency. We find mentors. And that's how the book came about. And people started approaching me after the first book. We sold 15,000 books.
Wow.
And I was approached to read other stories about individuals we knew. And I said, well, you know, I did not set out to be a writer. I was terrible at language arts. But I have ghostwriters. But I can tell stories, so what the heck, just get started. So I got started, and I wrote the book about dyslexia, and our books also have a font in the book called the Dyslexia Font, which was new to me because I have to do research when I do my work. I was approached about the font, and that font sells 50% of our books. Henry Winkler has it in his book, and J.K. Rowling just recreated a series, Harry Potter series, with a dyslexia font. Because that is a huge challenge to a lot of people in the world. So the dyslexia font has made a difference in our book as well. And so I write the story about the individual. You'll see their biography in our book. And Tori, the little red panda, is really Tori Rash, who suffers from dyslexia.
Wow. Doing a show with Rachel for 8 months, something like that. And hearing everything that all of our guests have had to say, I always feel like, you know, I feel like at some point that I've come up with everything. It has been made apparent time and time again that I have not come up with everything because I have never come up. I never even thought to do that. A dyslexic font. And now that I'm hearing it out loud, I'm just like, wow, this should exist. And I'm glad that it does.
It's changed so many people. Strangers, I tell them about the font. They go and they buy it. They email me and said, you changed my life. I can cut and paste it into my Word, and it's dyslexic font, and I can read it faster now.
Of course. Surely
I've watched the movie so happen.
Sorry, no, go ahead. Sorry. Surely you guys have won some awards for that. I mean, that's, you know, some novel. That's a novel concept. You know, no pun intended.
We've won awards. We've won. The Texas gave us an award for a children's book award for media and communication, and the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation recognized our book as well.
Wow, that's.
This is all within what, 3 years?
3 years
minus 2020.
True.
But again.
That one didn't count.
A lot of our motivation and people believing in us, like Temple, is what keeps us going. Because this is an area I never thought I would be doing. Not let alone art, which I do not have any knowledge, not then, but I do now, and writing. But you know what? I'm not afraid to take the bull by the horns.
Yeah, clearly, you've really been a trendsetter and a. You couldn't have said it better myself. You've taken the bull by the horns, and I'm glad that someone had to, and I'm glad that that person has been you and Grant and Temple. And Temple, what kind of impact has the book and has its, well, I guess not success yet because it's not out yet, but what kind of impact has this whole journey had on you? And I know that you have spoken at a lot of things and have done so much throughout your journey. But how is this book, where does this book rank among your top kind of accomplishments?
Well, I really like seeing, you know, people with autism out doing positive things. This is what I liked so much about Julie and Grant when I first met them at an art show, doing really good positive things, showing, you know, what a person with autism can do, really positive. And that's the kind of stuff I like. So I did everything to encourage them to continue, and they've just done a fantastic job with their books. I think those books are going to help get children to have a better attitude about people with disabilities. I think that's a good thing. But I always like positive messages.
Absolutely, and that's what we preach. That's what we preach. That's all we preach here is positivity and giving back and doing great things. How can people find out more about you? All of you, and about the book, and when's it coming out, and where can people get it?
Okay, so we're going to start pre-order March 25th, but the book is scheduled to be here April 4th. Right in that range, April 4th. You know, as long as we don't have another Texas freeze, then our book will be here the first part of April. So that is the goal there.
Definitely.
And I wanted to say,
everyone mark your calendars.
Yes, please do. And our future goals is that we, of course, will have more books. We have limb deficiency, bullying, all this coming up. We would like to have our books in other languages. And we have been working on audiobooks that we hope to have on Audible. We have been doing a lot. But my greatest goal for Grant and all my animal character friends and the people who jumped on board to help us with this is someone out there, listen, we want to become an animated cartoon series. And that will happen. With the voiceovers that Grant has been doing and all the other characters, I hope that a network would take our characters and use their voices, and then I can create employment for these individuals as well.
Well, we want to thank you very much, but before you go, what's your thoughts about Rachel Barcelona and the work that she does and your collaborative efforts with her?
Well, Rachel is in our book. She is also in our book because she's on the autism spectrum. She plays a little pony, a pony in the book. And we just love what Rachel's doing. She inspires all the girls to, you know, believe in themselves. Don't give up on their dreams. I just am enamored by what she does.
So are we.
Yes. Well, we want to thank you very much for taking this time to join us on the Chapters Network here at Tan Talk Radio Network. And this is just the beginning. This is an icebreaker. And we're so very thankful and privileged that you took the time to have a little chat with Tyler. And God bless your efforts.
Can we say where to find Grant's books?
Absolutely. Definitely. I'd be insulted if you didn't.
You can find my books. You can find my books and my art prints all on my website. Just go to Jigsaw, like a puzzle, jigsawgrant.com.
Love it.
All right.
Love it.
Well, thank you
so much,
much,
Grant.
God bless.
Temple.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
This is the Chapters Network here on Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, AM 1350, AM 1400, and now on 106.1 FM. If you want to call in locally, please do. It's 727-441-3000 or the toll-free number. There is toll-free number still, I guess, 1-866-826-1340. And we want to give a shout-out to all the people in New York. And Anthony, great job navigating through this chaos here in Florida, but we're getting it done. What's your thoughts about what you just heard, Tyler?
I'm in complete awe. I love everything they said. I think that, you know, there's a reason why they've been as successful as they have and have been able to persevere the way they've persevered. And I don't know if you could tell by that conversation, but just the amount of positivity and energy in their voice, just hearing what they have to say, it just kind of perks you up. And I don't know about you, Steve, but I'm ready to run through a wall.
Yes, I'm going to run right with you. Because you know why? When you run through that wall, I'm going to run with you and get my shirt back. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, we're back to this now.
Yeah, we're back to the shirt. That's
right,
a good plan.
All right, good plan.
But this
you have
is
to
the
catch
chapter.
First.
Now, give Tyler a round of applause for conducting such a great, great interview. And I want to thank Ed behind the glass here at Tan Talk. He's giving him a work through here. But we have another exciting guest here based in Florida. Her name is Dottie Groover Skipper. She's a missionary founder of Heart Dance, Reclaiming Dignity, Value, and Worth. And I met her at a meet and greet right here in Tampa, thanks to Julie Reyes and her husband, DJ. And do we have Dottie on the line here?
Yes. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Dottie. How
are
you?
I'm here.
Good. How are you? Sorry about the wait, but we wanted to make sure we got you on because you were doing such great work. But share with our viewers and listeners here, not just in Florida, not just in New York, but around the country, of what you do and why you do it.
Yes. Well, about 13 years ago, I founded a ministry called Heart Dance Foundation. Are y'all getting an echo back?
It's a little bit of an echo, but we're going to roll with it because we're streamlining it here and we're live radio, so we're going to work on that.
Okay. All right. And our ministry focuses on going into the strip clubs in Tampa Bay and ministering to the precious women that are in the clubs. And we go in there, we just want them to see and know that they are of great value, dignity, and worth, and that we see them with no agenda other than to let them know that we do see them and we want to help them in any way that we possibly can. Many of the women feel trapped in that industry and the lifestyle, and they don't really know how to get out. So we work with them to have a safety plan to get out. Many of the women are pimp controlled, so it's not really safe for them to leave without a plan. So we help them. And if they're not ready to get out of the life in the industry, we still provide resources as best we possibly can. So that's just a little snippet of what Heart Dance is all about.
But you've been doing this kind of work for 40 plus years. I want you to share with our viewers and listeners. I know it's such challenging work, but for 40 years you must have been seeing a lot of changes, and it must have been rewarding but also heartbreaking at the same time.
Yes, 40 years ago I was teaching self-esteem classes in the most marginalized neighborhoods in Tampa. And a 13-year-old girl was in my class, very disruptive, could not figure out what to do with her. She had so much anger. She asked if she could bring her 4-year-old sister with her to the next class. And I said, of course. I thought it would de-escalate her behavior. And when she brought her four-year-old sister, you know how you just know that you know that you know in your gut that something isn't right. That's how I felt about the four-year-old. Make a long story short, I was so conflicted that there was an investigation done. And it turns out that the 13-year-old and her four-year-old sister lived with their grandmother, who was selling both of them on the street every night in exchange for drugs. And to make it even more horrific, the four-year-old had a sexually transmitted disease. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how that shook me to the core. And the Lord plucked a string in my heart 40-plus years ago to get involved in this arena. It was human trafficking. There was no label at that time. I would try to explain things to people and they would look at me like I had two heads. But I've been in the trenches for 40 years, and that is the spark that the Lord placed in me to be a fighter in this arena for all this time.
Well, that's amazing, Dottie. And you know, looking at your logo, Heart Dance, Foundation Inc., Heart Dance, and Heart, you have a cross and a sunshine and reclaiming dignity, mm-hmm. value, and worth. It seems like that's right. been your mission and calling for all these years.
Absolutely. Because, you know, what I realized a long time ago, that we are all just one decision away from being in a situation that we might not want to be in, that we never dreamed of being in. So that just really resonated me when I realized that I could have easily been a woman or a girl trapped in that kind of situation. So I'm just very blessed that the Lord has used me as a vehicle to empower girls and women who feel like they can't climb out of this pit that they might be in.
You know, I asked a co-host of mine, Maureen Griffin, earlier on the show, family and faith. How does family and faith mean to you? Because I had the pleasure of sitting with you, my wife and I sat with your husband on Friday night. And a couple of things I learned. I learned that he gives you roses for the last 15 years. You always have that on the table,
yes.
number one. And then he makes a mean fried chicken that I haven't had, but I'll take your word for it. But how important is family and faith to you?
Oh, it is absolutely everything. I was very blessed to be raised in a Christian home as a little girl, and that's just something that never leaves you when you find Jesus and the Lord, and do your best to be courageous and bold enough to do the work that you feel He wants you to do. There's just nothing like it. But faith and family is everything. Getting back to my husband, Roger, we are high school sweethearts that reconnected about 15 years ago. And just like Maureen, I am a sassy in my 60s woman.
Ah.
I really related to Maureen.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Maureen's very sassy, let me tell you.
Sassy 60s.
As today was not any indication.
Absolutely.
That's a message right there. You're talking about your husband so glowingly, and Maureen talked about Curtis, and we do this often,
yes.
but you need that support and that teamwork and that love and that connection to share that faith, correct?
Yes, absolutely. He definitely is a wind beneath my wings. And the reason since we reconnected 15 years ago, I've never not had roses in the house.
Wow.
And recently I really discovered why he does that. It's because he wants to always remind me in a visual way to stop, and smell the roses. And it works.
Wow.
I love that. Love it.
Yes. Well, yes.
But Dottie, that is so inspiring, but the work that you do is never ending, right? We have a long battle with trafficking, human trafficking. What's your vision during this pandemic? I mean, where do you see things going for the rest of 2021 and for the next several years?
Well, the pandemic has actually increased sex trafficking. It's increased child abuse, domestic violence, suicides, drug addiction. The pandemic has been horrific on many, many levels. And I do fear with the current situation where people are coming into our country, crossing the borders. Many children are not escorted by adults, that I believe there's going to be an increase in trafficking in the United States. So all we can keep doing is listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us what to do in each situation at all times. And again, be bold enough and courageous enough to walk through those doors that you would have never imagined that you'd be walking through. I never thought I would be going to strip clubs on the weekend.
And you have a team of people, and I like how you phrase it, because when the men go with you, they don't go inside. They stay on outside. They're like kind of bodyguards, but also, you know, talking to the club managers and the owners and the women themselves after they come
out,
inspiring them or attempting to inspire them to bring them closer to God, but also to make better choices, correct?
That's right. You know, when the ministry first started, I did not have a vision that men would be involved, but the Lord had a different vision.
Right.
And finally, we had several men say, we want to go out with you. And I would just say, no, just pray for us. But then there were three murders in three clubs within 3 weeks. So they reached back out and said, Dottie, we really want to go out with you. And I said, okay. So they started going out, and what we have found is that they are building relationship in the parking lot with valet guys, the door guys, the bouncers. Sometimes the DJ will come out, the women on the team will walk into the club, and the DJ might actually announce that the church ladies are in the house. But then he'll say, are your men in the parking lot?
Right.
And we give him a thumbs up. He puts sometimes music on that keep going by itself. You guys know what that's called. I don't. I'm not a radio or DJ person. But he will then go out in the parking lot and talk to our men. And they're building relationship, inviting them to dinner, to breakfast, sometimes to Bible studies. It's just absolutely incredible.
Wow, that is a blessing. We only have a few moments left, but Julie and DJ Reyes contacted us, brought us together. Say a few words about that wonderful family.
Oh, I cannot say enough wonderful things.
And I'm sorry, we have like 30 seconds of the time. I'm on a new radio station, so please share that, though. I want to hear about the Reyeses.
Yes, I mean, they are both warriors, incredibly compassionate, passionate warriors with tremendous connections in the community that are helping so many people.
Dottie, thank you very much. God bless you. We will see each other down there real soon. This is the Top of the Hour break on Tan Talk Radio Network.